Farewell, my dearest love, now must I leave thee. To the East Indies my course I must steer. And when I think upon't sore, it doth grieve me. Let nothing possess thee with doubt or with fear. For I'll be loyal unto thee forever, and like to the turtle will constant remain. Nothing but cruel death our love shall sever, but we will be married when I come again.
And must we by fortune thus strangely be parted? What dost thou think will become then of me? Who must continue here quite broken-hearted? Let me thy true love now venture with thee. I fear not the dangers that wait on the ocean. My troubles will greater be here on the shore. Unto thy true love now grant what she doth mention. Who else greatly fears she shall see thee no more?
With dangers on seas thou art little acquainted, for when the winds blow and the billows do roar, I fear thee, my true love, will greatly be daunted. Then let me entreat thee to stay on the shore. My heart in thy breast I will sure leave behind me, and thou of my constancy ne'er shall complain. A pattern of true love thou ever shalt find me, and we will be married when I come again.
Now many like thee that are constant and loyal do venture to sea and do never return. Then grant me my sure and make no more denial, for I in thine absence forever shall mourn. Oh, like to a sea boy, let me be attired, and talk not of leaving me here on the shore. Thy company by me so much is desired, that sure I should die should I see thee no more.
Cease, my true love, and no more do persuade me. Why shouldst thou run hazards just now in thy prime? Thy true love forever blind Cupid hath made me, and thou to the topmast I'm sure cannot climb. Thy lily white hand cannot handle the tackle, the pitch and the tar on thy palms will remain, though now thou art fettered in Cupid's strong shackle, yet we will be married when I come again.
Go then, my true love, and heaven's great blessing, where'er thou dost sail, still upon thee attend. Love is a pleasure beyond all expressing, and Neptune, my dearest, I pray thee defend. For if in mine absence my love should miscarry, whom I for his virtues do so much adore, then I of my life without doubt should be weary, and pine to my grave should I see thee more.
Come, be of good comfort, and grieve not, my dearest, for I am as loth from my love to depart. Heaven can prevent all the dangers thou fearest, then let not such jealousies trouble thy heart. For should I behold all the beauties in Venice, yet still to my dear I would constant remain, and nothing shall cause any difference between us, but we will be married when I come again.
I long for that hour and covet the minute when Hymen, my true love, and me shall unite. I surfeit to think of the pleasure there's in it, comfort by day, but far sweeter by night, when we like true lovers shall shall join our poor face and find such delight as I ne'er knew before. 'Tis for certain a bliss for to lie in embraces, and then I will part with my true love no more.
Well, now the wind serves in despite, I must leave thee, but at our farewell let us change a sweet kiss. Again I do swear I will never deceive thee, and hope at the last to enjoy what I wish, still hoping that fortune will show me such favor that I may be prosperous on the salt main. My true love in sorrow I fear for to leave her, but hope to enjoy her when I come again.
When down their poor cheeks the salt tears they did trickle, whole volleys of sighs from their breasts there did fly. At last he prevailed by little and little, that he might be gone and she could not deny. But kisses at parting were wonderful plenty, and needs it must be that it grieved them sore. Tears they did drop till their eyes they were empty, for fear she her true love should never see more.